Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, just time now for a quick romp through the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by Dave O'Callaghan, host of the podcast Here and Back Again, and entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo. Welcome, guys.
How you doing?
Dave, The Holy Grail is a new comedy series that's actually good. And you found one, The English Teacher, on Disney Plus.
I absolutely love it. It just dropped. It was dropped in America on Monday and then suddenly appeared on Disney Plus on Tuesday here. And I was like, oh my God, it's here. So it's basically a workplace comedy. And Brian Jordan Alvarez created it and stars in it. People may recognize him from the Will and Grace reboot. So he plays Evan Marquez, a teacher in high school in suburban Austin, Texas, who, everything from personal issues to political issues to, you know,
culture wars,
it's all kicking off. And it's basically Abbott Elementary, but really quirky and snarky. But also, if you love Somebody Somewhere and how the heartwarming feel, but there's two episodes are up, and the second episode is probably one of the best 22 minutes I've ever seen on TV in the last lot. It's brilliant what it did. I won't say what it is, but just get in there. If you kind of comedies that you look through your hands going, oh my God, are they going there? And it's just amazing. Yeah, so yeah. English
and
Teacher.
And you said the magic words there, 22 minutes as well. People are always looking for a snack, always looking for a fun snack. The English Teacher and Disney Plus, two of them there now, and it is great fun. Serena, In Vogue, the 90s, are also on Disney Plus, coming on Friday. I feel we've seen like 10 documentaries of this kind of carry on.
So this is the issue. If you don't know anything about it, it's basically about the 90s, the fashion, the supermodels, Vogue magazine, behind the scenes of all the fashion magazines. I do feel like we've seen a lot of what's in this. Like, we had supermodels there recently. We had the September issue a few years ago where Anna Wintour let us in. So this is really just for the fans of that pop cultural moment and for fashion. But having said this, it is so well done. There's six episodes, 1 to 3, are available on September 13. They've got all the big names involved as well, and not just the names of fashion. So, like, you've got all the big supermodels. But then there's talking heads like Nicole Kidman, Jessica Parker turns up, Baz Luhrmann. Of course, there's Anna Wintour, Stella McCartney. The list goes on and on.
Okay, so actually, yeah, all right.
If you're into your fashion, you'll like this.
In Vogue, the 90s, that's Friday on Disney+. Dave, you're Addicted. Here's another one now that people won't know, but I love this, to get a new recommendation. You're addicted to a French spy drama on Paramount Plus.
I know.
Five seasons.
I know I sound like a loser, but I don't care.
This could get us through the autumn.
This
yeah.
is unbelievable. So it was made in 2015 up until 2021. It's won all the French awards. Basically, it's the agents of the DGSE, who's basically the French CIA or MI5. And it's all about the people who train and handle the deep cover agents in regions like North Africa and Mideast. And I mean, it's low key. It's like HBO would make this type of show. It's just absolutely amazing. The main actor's name has just come out of my head. Is the guy from Amelie. And it's just a stress. But like the French slow horses, is very easy to, you know, but there's not much action happening. It's them in an office. Again, it's a workplace drama, but it's no comedy here. And I'm absolutely gripped. And the reason people should be interested in this is because it's been remade by Joe Wright, starring Michael Fassbender, Jeffrey Wright and Richard Gere as the agency.
So get in there.
All five seasons are there.
I watched the original French version.
Yeah, it is wonderful stuff.
The Bureau on Paramount Plus. Serena, Emily in Paris, the second part of season 4 is out on Netflix on Thursday. Are you a fan?
I am a fan. I didn't think I would be a fan. I became a fan in lockdown. This is one of those shows that I think a lot of us that wouldn't necessarily watched only because we wanted to travel. And if you want to travel and go to Paris, this is the show to do it with. I'm not allowed to review it, but it's embargoed until day of release, which is usually a bad sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheekily say it's not a bad sign. I have seen all of them. What I will say about part 2 is there's 5 episodes. It's not just Emily in Paris, it's Emily in Rome as well.
Ah,
so if you want to see Rome beautiful on screen, that's for you. That's okay, all I can say.
It'll take us away. Okay, yeah. That's Netflix next Thursday. Dave, Chaos on Netflix. I watched one episode for Jeff Goldblum. I'm not sure I'll be back. It should be better, should it?
It should be. And I finished all 8 episodes in 2 days, so that's probably my review.
Me too.
No, I thought it was like basically, you know, and again, it's very easy to say this is this, but it is. It's basically Percy Jackson with adult themes and American gods. It is very, very dark. It is a really interesting take on Greek mythology. And I actually really, I loved it, as I can tell from having binged over 2 days. And the cast is ridiculous. Like, obviously, Jeff Goldblum, Janet McAteer, David Chulis, and then our very own Stanley Townsend and Killian Scott just rock up and do. So
Killian Scott's great, actually.
Yeah, he is. He's always been great. So I would recommend, if you're like your Greek mythology with a spin, get in there, but I can totally see how people might run away. But I'm all in.
Okay.
And there's a lot of money on screen.
I'll go
but
back.
Get through, I think you have to get past the first 3 episodes. If you get past the first 3 episodes, then you're in.
Okay, all right. Serena, Selling Sunset, back for its 8th season on Netflix. Do I need to watch the previous 7 to catch up? As I'm not.
No, I think you'll be fine. I was going to say, this one might be for you, Brendan. I like how they've described this. It's no longer a docuseries reality TV. It's a docu-soap. There's more stuff happening off-screen at the moment than there is on-screen. It used to be we all came to this because it really was house porn. You see houses like real estate that you never see elsewhere. But the real estate's sort of taken a back seat, and now it really is about all the little wars that the girls are having amongst themselves. Their outfits are more and more ridiculous, spectacular, take it as you will. There is an off-screen fight happening.
Sorry, I don't
moment.
Understand if you're saying this is getting better or worse.
Well, it depends what camp you're in, right? Okay. So if you're here for the property porn, you're probably going, it's not great. But if you're here for, it's really turned into the Real Housewives type of drama. So if you want that, this is for you, and have a look at what's going on off screen as well.
Okay, Selling Sunset, season 8.
11 episodes too.
On Netflix. Okay. good to know. It's a bit of cinema, so before we go. So briefly, Dave, Beetlejuice, not getting uniformly amazing reviews. I bet you like it, don't you?
You're putting me in a box.
I'm not.
And the answer is, you probably read my notes, because yes, I absolutely adored it. Well, no, adored it is wrong. It's got many, let's start with, it's got many flaws and too many plot lines. However, I love the addition of Jenna Ortega. Mm. I love the fact that Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara are not just thrown back in for a nostalgia play. They're actually, Catherine O'Hara especially is brilliant. Michael Keaton literally just walked off the set of the 1980 movie. He's brilliant. And it's all, you know, original sets and very little CGI and prosthetics. And so all of that, I did enjoy it. I appreciate it's flawed. But if you like Beetlejuice, you will really like Beetlejuice.
Okay, and Michael Keaton, one of the great underrated men in Hollywood.
Douglas Keaton.
What?
Michael Douglas Keaton. That's his real name.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay, right. You have to change that. Okay, so look, we're learning all kinds of things today. Serena Bellissimo and Dave O'Callaghan, thank you both very much.